Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
The average American household has over $15,000 in credit card debt. You're not alone. Start the new year off right, and let's get ahead of it with a cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, Beef Jerk Taste Test, Billy Smith. Scenic Guide Tour Service. Here you go, Billy. Try that.
Oh, this is good, man. I ain't got time to talk, man.
No, this is good. Very good.
Very good.
Mr. Jim Anderson, Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. Jim?
That's excellent. First, it's tender, and you don't have to chew and gnaw on it all day long. Secondly, the spices are just right.
Brandon Butler, Executive Director of the Conservation Federation. Here we go.
That's good. That is really good. Good. Oh, man, that's amazing. So I get to keep the bag, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Typical outdoor communicator. I get to keep the bag. Wagyu beef jerky, original, teriyaki, and mild pepper. Available at Anderson Services in Mountain View, Missouri. Hirsch Feed and Farm in Thayer in West Plains, Missouri. And in the St. Louis area at Smoky Moe's Barbecue in Arnold, Missouri. Or go to DoveCreekWagyu.com. Wagyu's W-A-G-Y-U. Best damn beef jerky.
End of the year tax time comes on quickly. Well, it's time now for you to look at your personal property and real estate tax obligations. Let Royal Banks of Missouri help you get to the finish line in great shape. We can show you our line of home equity products that will get you there. Call our terrific home equity lender, Carol Hofer, at 314-212-1500 for more information. It's Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Dirty chicken butts.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the November 20th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The joke will be brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. That's right. A segment so good, it has to have sometimes two sponsors. So we'll tell you, I don't know what we'll tell you that you don't already know about Johnny Londoff, but I'll try to come up with something. And I don't know what else I can tell you about Ballast Dental Care, except if you're still putting it off, get in there. There's nothing to be gained by not taking care of it. First, let's tell you who we are. The control board operator is a man who spent 19 years of his life in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. And then one day, after all those years, he just came to his senses and says, "Oh, I'm a bloody American. I was born there. I'm going back where I belong. I'm out of here." And he said goodbye to everybody, and here he is. I would have called him that. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
In the room and not on the road, not northbound, not southbound today, not westbound, or even...
Beer.
Bill Cleveland's in the house. Bill, how are you? Say hi to everybody.
I'm great. I'm doing well. Hello, everyone. I'm a little confused. I just saw on Google that...
My God, are you still talking?
He just started.
I just saw on Google that Trevor Phillips is dead, so...
Oh!
I don't know.
Oh, man.
How did that happen?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's fake news. I'm right here.
James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones had that on his Facebook page.
Hold on.
And hang a second, Limey.
Hey, Siri.
I understood the confusion. It was James Earl Jones' wife that died on October 17th, 2016. So
because everybody
like
knows her.
Look at the hand gestures.
She's real famous
right now.
Hold on.
Thank
let me
you.
Ask. Hey, Siri.
By the way, Limey, just a bit of advice. You don't say stop the music.
I apologize.
Okay, that's sort of my thing. Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Siri.
These kids
Limey
today.
Is Phillips dead?
I think you'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
I think Limey was talking about James Countess Jones.
Oh, Countess.
Oh, I get it.
See what he did there?
Yeah, I get
that's
it.
Earl. That's royalty humor.
See what I started? I'm sorry.
James Duke Jones. let's see. Oh, yeah, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser on.
Imagine if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
The other voice you hear in the room is that of Tim Woodburn. Tim Woodburn is our newsman. He did two newscasts and was called in by management, and they said, "You are so good, we're making you head of the entire news department." And he is. And then one day, we needed some information, and within seconds, Tim Woodburn had the information, and management called him in again and said, "We're making you the head of our research department. You're over all of the research people." And he is to this day. We had a digital clock that was put in. Nobody could figure out how to set it to the right time.
I can't reach the digital clock.
Ha.
This is not about you. Until Tim Woodburn walked in, and in a matter of seconds, that clock was set correctly. And management called him again downstairs and said, "You are in charge, officially in charge, of resetting the digital clock."
Wow.
He's also an author. Oh, and he has one other job that's pretty significant. That's right. He's a private investigator, just like Jim Rockford. Tim Woodburn, say hello to everybody.
Thank you very much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Gateway Investigations has been in business for 10 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, a 5-star rating on Google, and if you want to find out if your ex is actually making more than they say they are so we can get you some more child support or less, as the case might be, I go both ways on that side of the equation. Email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
There we go. Hey, I got a massive at least once a show, right? Let them know I'm here.
All right, stop the music.
There we go.
What's with this attitude? It's one thing
to
make
a
mistake. Right there. That's attitude, right there. You make a mistake, and then you laugh about it. You laugh about it. Oh, about time I made one mistake today. This is a professional broadcast.
Well,
okay. I'm sorry.
There are mistakes, but we don't laugh when we make mistakes and act like we think it's funny.
I'm sorry.
We're pros. We're trying to get into the Hall of Fame, okay? So edit that out.
Gotcha.
Radio edit.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I went over to Rat Boy's house yesterday. His tree is up. He put up his Christmas tree already. And up on the top, there's a star. It's not lit up. It's not made out of foil. What is that thing made out of?
Cheese.
Cheese. It's a cheese star on top of his Christmas tree. It is gross. It's going to be real gross in about 3 or 4 weeks when it starts getting all moldy and stinky and stuff. But that's his problem. Would you please show your appreciation for great polka music by giving it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Brought to you by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I'm about to share with you an article I read this morning, which is just, I couldn't believe what I was reading. And it's that Ford Motor Company is now trying to get rid of the new car smell. They've come up with ways to get that smell out of cars. I got news for them. I love the new car smell. And when you hear why they're doing this, you're not going to believe it. So if Chevy is listening, they're probably not, but Chevrolet Division of General Motors, please, please don't do this. Don't do what they're doing. Don't get rid of the new car smell. It's one of the things that makes a new car so exciting is the, oh man, that new car smell. And the other thing I will say to you, if you're listening, Chevy, is thanks for finally getting the Impala right. Since 1964, you've screwed the Impala up. It's been ugly. And now, the last few years, that last generation of Impala, wow, what a great car. So thank you for that. You pickup truck buyers, and that's a lot of you. When you go shopping for a pickup truck, you probably look at Silverado, you look at the Ford truck, you might look at Ram, the Dodge truck, you might look at Toyota. I might have said that already. Here's the thing. Those are all fine vehicles. They are. I'm never going to sit here and go, oh, Ford's a horrible product. There's a lot of good stuff out there. But here's the thing. If you're AM and the PM and you have a conscience, you will give Johnny Landoff a shot at your business. You can look at those other things. You can go those other places. But you give them a shot. If you're really AM and the PM and have a conscience. And the reason I say conscience is if you don't even give them a chance, you don't even go buy and shop there, go online, and you just buy it somewhere else, you're not going to be able to sleep. Because you know you were a bad person. You claim your AM and the PM, but you bought your truck somewhere. Let me read you an email just to get your attention. Dear Frank, I'm so sorry. Again, so sorry. Uppercase. I did something and now I can't live with myself. I bought a pickup truck somewhere other than Johnny Landoff. In fact, I didn't even shop at Johnny Landoff. Mm. My nights are hell. Visions come to me in my sleep. Crowds of people who are truly AM and the PM saying things like, fake, traitor, get out, you're not one of us. I don't know what to do. What I will probably do, and I know I'll take a hit, is take this new truck that wasn't from Landoff and trade it in. If I lose a lot of money, I deserve to. I'm a bad, bad, bad person who should never be allowed to call himself AM and the PM. And then it says, see you down the road unless I kill myself.
Wow.
Who wrote that?
How sad is that? Huh?
Who wrote it? That, yeah.
Gil Fester.
Gil Fester?
Oh. Gil Phestre. Oh. I guess that would be Fester. Yeah. Gil. Oh, wait. Fister.
Fister.
Gil. I can't read his handwriting. Dick. Okay, Dick Fister.
Oh, why is there handwriting on the email?
That's weird. Right.
Yeah.
Well, he died in a plane crash with James Earl Jones.
Why is there handwriting on the email?
Well, he has a special signature. Oh. It's electronic.
Oh.
And it kind of signs it for him.
Oh, okay.
Dick Fister.
That feels stupid.
Right. Hey, Dick. Dick, don't be so hard on yourself. At least you
don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You've acknowledged your wrongdoing. At least you have a conscience. You can make this right. Get in there and trade that thing in for a Silverado with Johnny Londo. There you go. Fair warning. You see what it did to one person. Tormented because of what he did. But you call yourself AM and the PM, not give these folks a chance at your business. Johnny Londo, been around in the same location since 1960. The Washington-Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, and of course 24/7 at Londoff.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
That's
Oklahoma,
right.
Tampa, Panama,
we're going to go somewhere today. We're going to learn something today. We always learn something when Bill's here. Bill Cleveland's brought to you by Window World. Your windows in your house will someday have to be replaced. Maybe they're due now. Remember this name, Window World. Because it is the largest selling replacement window in the country, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. If you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland.
Oh, I got their holiday clap on.
We could hit James in there.
Bill's got Bill, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good afternoon. You actually made your own short joke. You made a short joke about yourself.
Well, you can. Part of life.
Well, good for you. Gotta laugh about it. If you laugh at yourself, that's a good sign. Where are we going today, or what are we learning?
Well, maybe you've heard these statistics. This is pretty wild. Since 2005, we have not had as many drivers that will be out on the road. This is a horribly constructed sentence. I apologize. Let me try this again. This year, they expect 48.5 million people to be driving on the roads for Thanksgiving. That's the most since 2005. Which is quite a bit. Not just as many. I think it's about 10 million or so will be in the
airport.
Here's
my question.
How do they know?
How do they know that? Because on the road isn't always going to the airport. You go, well, they know how many airplane tickets. Yeah. What am I going on the road to drive to grandma's?
There has
how
to
do
be
they possibly
some,
know that?
There has to be some sort of calculation, I would imagine, with the price of gas that probably factors into it as well. But no, to be honest with you, I have no idea how they figure it out. But that's what they tell us. So don't shoot the messenger here. So I thought what I would do is share some apps for people to download on their phone, whether they are going to the airport or whether they are going to be driving over the next several days. And so some of these we've talked about before, but there are a few new additions here to my list that I want to share with you. The first one, Frank, I know you know this one. It's called iExit. This is a free app.
My wife's favorite app on the highway.
Called iExit, just like it's the letter I and then exit. It's a free app, and it is essentially just kind of tells you what's coming up ahead and what's gonna be at the different exits along the way on your route. It detects which direction you are going, and it's pretty cool, and it'll tell you little reviews about whether there's restaurants or hotels or rest areas or whatever that's down the road. So check that out. That's a really good one to have. I just mentioned the price of gas. There's one called Gas Buddy, and so that will detect what is the cheapest gas in the area. And I'll just tell folks, as much driving as I do, usually, not always, but usually the gas station right off the highway is always going to be the one that has the highest price for gas. And I have had more than you would imagine instances where I have driven not even a quarter of a mile down the road and the gas is, you know, 20 cents cheaper. So just keep that in mind when you're traveling, maybe to check that out. One is called Road Trippers. Road Trippers. And so this is pretty neat.
I've seen that one.
So you put in your starting location, you put in your destination, the dates of travel, and some of the things that you're interested in along the way, and the app will essentially plot a journey for you. And so it'll find whether it's sort of offbeat attractions or restaurants or museums or theme parks or whatever it is, campsites, whatever it is you might be looking for. You can check that out. Again, that one is called Road Trippers. Now, this one for people who are fans of food, you like to eat, and you watch maybe television shows.
You mentioned offbeat attractions. Yeah. I was on a trip a few years ago and followed the directions and suggestions of an app like this.
Here it comes! Ended up
that my wife and I found ourselves in a, I don't know how to put this any other way, it was like a masturbation museum.
Oh my goodness.
And so I talked to the app like Siri, and I said, no. I said offbeat locations.
Oh.
Too bad James Earl Jones isn't alive to hear that one.
Thank you, Tim. Oh. Thanks, everybody.
I think that was limey.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
So there's one called TV Food Maps. And so this is, again, this is you can plot in your destination, and it will detect restaurants and eateries along the way that have appeared in popular television shows. So some of those, like, bizarre foods, I think, is one of them. There's the, what's the one, the diners and drive-ins. Excuse me. Yeah, drive-ins and dives, that one. And so you can kind of find restaurants that, along your route, that have been on some of those famous shows.
Like I'm sure they include the No Soup for You, the Soup Nazi place in New York is probably on there.
Is that a legit? Is that a real place?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a real place. Actual restaurant. Yeah. Okay. Oh no, that's, wow, that place is real.
How about that? Learn something new. The last one that I'll throw in here is my favorite. It's called Roadside America. I don't know that they'll have the attraction that Frank just mentioned, but they do have a lot of quirky roadside attractions all across the United States. This is not a free app, but it's worth every penny if you travel, even a couple of times a year on road trips. It'll find all sorts of really neat things and a lot of just kind of fun little quirky stops. Places to pull off the road, you know, stretch your legs, that sort of thing, and maybe get kind of a fun photo op you can post online or whatever. But Roadside America, that's probably my favorite of the bunch. So check those out.
You know what always amazes me is the people that will not download an app because it's 99 cents or $1.99. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I know a lot of people, I'm not downloading that. That's not free. It's a dollar,
right?
For goodness sakes.
Yeah.
In the whole scheme of things. And it's a one-time payment. That's it. And you're done. Really?
Yeah. And this one's not one of the cheaper ones. It's but again, it's only like probably $1.99 for each section of the app. So in all, you'd spend like $6 for the whole thing. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. I love that app. It's called Roadside America. So that's it. I will join you tomorrow from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee.
Whoa.
Okay, about that. I'm Bill Clevel, and on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
The joke will be brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. This ordering online and having stuff delivered, I got to tell you, I know that it hurts a lot of brick-and-mortar stores, but it's just called change, evolution. The world changes. We've all changed. We look down and stare at our phones all the time. But something happened that just stunned me. I have to set this story up. I'm not a heavy cologne wearer or aftershave. I have like three different kinds. One is your old person, manly, kind of Old Spice, and then I have another one that I believe it or not, I ended up buying because I was in a restaurant, and the restaurant owner came over to say hello, and I just went, wow, what are you wearing? You smell fantastic. And he told me, I went out and bought it. I have purchased in my life maybe five aftershaves or colognes my whole life. I just don't wear a lot of it. But I have a bottle of something somebody gave me. And I don't remember if my wife gave it to me or who gave it to me. And I was reluctant to even use it. But my wife knew what it was. And she said, oh, yeah, you really? So I put some, slapped it on my face. I have had more women just come up and go, oh my goodness, you smell great. So once that happens, this is going to be it. This is your aftershave or cologne of choice. Now, I'm running very low on it. And I said something to my wife. I said, hey, when you're out, because she's always out shopping, I said, pick me up a bottle of this stuff. So she comes back and tells me, she said, it's no longer available. It's discontinued. No stores have it. So this morning, Just for grins, I went online. Now, what I'm going to ask is, please, nobody email me asking me what the name of this cologne is, or aftershave, or whatever it is. Don't. Because I'm not going to sit down and one by one write this French name that I can't begin to pronounce. The whole bottle is in French. There's no American name for it. But I went to Amazon, and I typed it in. And up came that exact bottle. and it'll be here in 2 days. Isn't that amazing? It's not available in any store anywhere yet. Amazon found a bottle, a brand new bottle.
What's the name of it?
Ship it to me and go, I can't pronounce it.
Spell it.
Yeah, spell it.
Well, I don't have it in front of me. It's like E-A-V-Ouve de Jouvois something for men. That's all I know. If I had it with me, I could read you the label. So don't email me. I'm not going to tell her. It's not that important. Point is, before you give up, get online. This happened to me about 15 years ago with a slide projector. I have the GAF, that's the way Henry Fonda used to say it, slide projector where the carousel is up and down like a Ferris wheel, not round flat like a Kodak. I couldn't find one anywhere. Somebody said, just go online. So I went to eBay and I typed it in. At least 8 of them in mint condition. I ordered one. It came to the house. It's perfect. So there's a lot to be said for this this online stuff. Now, this is a weird thought. I don't even know why this came into my head, but I saw a bunch of birds the other day. And I'm thinking, what does a bird think when it sees an airplane?
Duck.
Now, birds were not... duck? Yeah, but birds are...
Mom?
They go back way before flight, and for generations and generations, they just flew around. All they saw was other birds. And then a bird, for the first time, looks up and sees this monster that looks like another huge bird. I just wonder if birds communicate with each other.
Drones and stuff, I bet they think. Those are kind of weird,
gotta,
too.
It's got to confuse them. They got to look at their parents and go, Mom, Dad, what's that? And they go, I don't know. Let's get away from it. It's a huge. They don't know what an airplane is. Let's see. I would like to do this. I would like to just... I know we're not there yet. Oh, no. I changed my mind. Here's what we're going to do. Let me get the Brenda Lee thing ready, folks.
All right.
Oh, it's a little early, but it's not early because I got an email this morning that I read that probably came in yesterday afternoon or last night from a listener who said, well, Frankie said I was in a mall and they're already starting to play, because I heard it with my own ears, the filthy Brenda Lee song with the F word in it. And he said, I guess the right people just aren't listening to your show, because after all these years, we still have people with that filth penetrating the ears of young children. For those of you who may not know what we're talking about, in the mid-1950s, Brenda Lee, a little tiny girl of 13, recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And some demented, sick, perverted, evil weirdo decided to have her say the F word in the song. An innocent child. Mm-hmm. Knowing that it probably wouldn't be noticed because she's just a young girl. Nobody would ever dream that word is in there. But they slipped it in. And it's clearer. It couldn't be clearer. And we're only doing this to warn you. I feel dirty playing this, quite frankly. It's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I want you to listen to it, and you'll hear the part where she says, well, maybe we'll have some effing pie. Limey, go ahead.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
Outrageous. Now, right there, stop it.
Outrageous.
Now, I wanted you to play the longer part leading up to it.
Oh.
That's the part we lift out to emphasize.
Yeah.
Could you play a little of the song before that? Because it's interesting the way they set you up. Yeah. Before they drop the bomb on you. And lots of young ears may not even know what they're listening to. But it'll have an effect later in life. Here we go.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
See how they make it so G-rated?
And happy and everything.
Upbeat.
Yeah.
Family friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mistletoe.
Well,
here we go, folks. Listen, F word.
Oh.
Wow.
Stop it right there.
Oh, God.
Now, for the life of me, after all the 70 years or whatever it's been, how has somebody not shut this down and put a stop to it? And I'll tell you why. Rap music. Rap music has made it acceptable to be filthy. So now I guess it's okay for little Brenda Lee to say later we'll have some effing pie. Now, do you have
a
perfect...
We'll have some pumpkin pie.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, thank you, brother. Do you have the Eartha Kitt song, Andy?
I do not.
Oh, Eartha Kitt.
Santa Baby?
Yeah.
I
Eartha Kitt is Santa Baby. Oh, it is. That one's hard
well,
to
this
listen
is, this
to.
Is, it is, Dan, it is hard to listen to.
Hard to listen
I want
to.
You to listen to this kitten-like voice, innocent voice of Eartha Kitt, and then she makes a masturbation reference, which is unbelievable. Santa Baby. Here we go.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby. So hurry down the chimney to.
Now you say, what's the big deal? Well, just hang on. You'll see.
Kind of a
You'll see what she wants him to do to his Christmas list.
Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby. So hurry down the chimney.
Yeah, Eartha, what is it you want him to do to that Christmas list? Oh, you're getting to that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're listening.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my
list. Oh, man, come on.
Eartha.
Santa Baby.
That's enough. Eartha. I think that's enough for everybody.
Wow.
Whew. Two things to keep your children away from. Mm-hmm. Two people, Brenda Lee and Eartha Kitt. Oh, man. Folks, it's a holiday season.
Brutal.
And the Christmas part of it is religious-based. Even though I've heard it every year and we warned every year, it's still, it's my blood boils, you know, when I hear that.
Oh, my God.
Ford has announced they want to get rid of the new car smell. This just blows me away. And the reason is the largest selling car buying market in the world is China. They buy more cars than anybody. They buy a lot of American-made cars. According to this research from J.D. Power, more than 10% of Chinese people cannot stand the new car smell of cars from the United States. Not 90%. Yeah, not 80%, but just over 10%. Now, my reaction to that is, well, screw them. Don't buy a new car. But it's business. And 10% of all the cars in China amounts to a lot of cars and a lot of money. So this is not a joke. They're working on ways to get the smell, the new car smell, out of the cars.
What are they going to replace it with?
Cigarette smoke.
They're going to replace it with with nothing. It's going to eventually it'll smell like a car would smell after 2 or 3 years if it just naturally lost its new car smell. It says the Chinese car buyers are particularly sensitive to the smell of their new cars. They place the smell ahead of engine performance or safety as the top reason for not buying a car. This is unbelievable. So here, I'll tell you what they're doing. The scientists at Ford are what they're called baking the cars to make the odor disappear. They are parking the cars in sun or in a heated area, turning the heat on inside the car, and let it just cook out the smell. Because the smell is basically plastic and glue and the stuff that you use to assemble a new car, and it eventually kind of wears off. Chinese people don't want to wait till it wears off. Now, see, to me, they also don't like the sounds, by the way, that the cars make, ding, 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 for the seatbelt. So Ford, in some of the new Lincoln Aviators, has replaced all the beeps and the buzzes with, like, classical music. Just for the Chinese. Doing all this for the Chinese. So here's what I think. I think if you take the new car smell, I may not want a new car anymore. I was going to pre-owned car smells the same. That smell reminds you you're in a brand new car. Oh, my goodness. I would never have ever seen this story come. Let me get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Jokes brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Maybe you don't laugh at jokes a lot because you're afraid to smile and open your mouth because your teeth are horrible. There are thousands of people that relate to what I just said. But there are a lot of other people that don't have to because they're Ballast Dental Care patients. And they're not just Ballast Dental Care patients. They're people that take care of their teeth. So let's say this. Let's say you take care of your teeth and you have a dentist and you kind of like your dentist. Get rid of him or her because kind of like is not good enough. you should be crazy about your dentist, so much so that you not only don't dread the next appointment, you look forward to it. You think I'm going a little overboard in that statement? Then you need to make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and then you email me and you tell me if everything I said is not true. Ballast Dental Care. I've gone there 45 years. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. The couple that's dating, and she's from a very religious family. No sex till marriage. Okay, he's good with that. He's crazy about her. But before they met, he was in a motorcycle accident and had his foot amputated. He has an artificial foot. And he meets her, and time goes on, and time goes on. They get engaged. He's never told her about his amputated foot, that he has an artificial foot. And he knows at some point he's going to have to. Well, wedding night comes. He still hadn't told her. So, of course, wedding night, they start getting undressed. And when he takes his shoe off and his foot is in it, she freaks out. What in the... He says, honey, I'm sorry. I should have told you this. I had my foot amputated years ago. I'm sorry. I should have... She runs into the next room and slams the door and calls her mother. Her mom says, honey, what is it? What's wrong? She says, Mom, I just found out that I'm maybe going to have to spend the rest of my life with a guy who only has one foot. Her mom says, oh, come on, honey. Are you kidding? Your dad only has 5 inches.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Joe Sonderman.
I-64 westbound was already slow from Vandeventer most of the way to Hanley. Now we have a crash reported with injuries and lane blockage past McKnight. Westbound 44, most of the way from Grand to Shrewsbury on the brakes through the road work. This report sponsored by Lowe's. Save $30 on a four-tool 20-volt cordless combo kit featuring a drill, impact driver, reciprocating saw, flashlight, batteries, and more, all for just $169 now at Lowe's. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Club Fitness has something for everybody this fall. Join now and get November for just $1. That's right. 4 quarters get you started on your fitness journey today. Sweater season's now sweating season with free group classes, free kids club, 24-hour access, and 23 locations. Join the club today and get November for $1. To learn more or sign up to get your free trial, visit clubfitness.us. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new to pair location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex, done right.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
Going down to the Big D. That's what they sometimes call Dallas, Texas. That's what Mike Evans is. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's Restaurant is right next door to the Smokehouse Market. They're both owned by the same terrific proprietors. And they're only closed on Monday. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And folks, I'm not kidding. When you get out of that, ooh, I don't know what to get so-and-so for Christmas, here's the answer. A gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market, or both. They will love it. Get yourself one, too. You deserve it. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse, proud to present Mike Evans. How's everything in Texas?
Cold.
Really?
No.
How cold is it?
I played golf today. It was 46 degrees.
Oh. That's to be a little cold for me, yeah.
Might be too cold for me. This week's pop quiz, celebrities who've had major dental work done. Before the work, they looked like they'd been chewing on rocks. Who has the man-made grill today? Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Jack Nicholson, Robert De Niro. Answer in a minute. Timely nuggets. We got several timely nuggets. I told you 3 weeks ago that Angelina Jolie was crying to friends, poverty, that she was living paycheck to paycheck. I can imagine what paycheck to paycheck amounts to for Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
However,
of all the nerve, somebody like that to cry poor to other people who are regular people. She's crazy.
And there's always a however in life.
Well, now she's telling everybody that she's dead broke and she blames Brad. No, it's the horrible movies that you've been directing for the last 5 years that have all bombed. That's why you probably don't make as much money as you used to have. 9 years ago, Friday, Tiger Woods wrecked his car trying to escape from his wife chasing him with a 9-iron.
Oh.
And that was 9 years ago. Wow. She had learned, of course, that he was wandering off the reservation. That was 9 years ago, Friday. Now, things have changed. This Friday, Tiger is going to play in a winner-take-all $9 million prize money against Phil Mickelson on a pay-per-view television event.
Are you kidding me? I saw the ad for it. Are you kidding that the winner, one of these two guys, gets $9 million?
$9 million, $19.99 is what it costs if you want to buy it. You think you'll buy it, or you think you'll pass on
no.
the deal?
I won't. You know what? I won't now that I know what they're getting paid. No. I just think that's excessive. I'd take it. If I were a good golfer, I would take it. They say, you want to play Tiger Woods? Nine? Of course, I would do it. But there's just something about it that, I don't know. No, I don't think I'll watch that. And for whatever reason, I've never really liked Phil Mickelson. I can't tell you why. I've just never liked him.
He's not a nice man. He called me some names one time.
Oh.
Well, Mike, everybody's called you names at one time.
No, bad names.
Oh, okay.
Bad names, yeah. Ever since Alec Baldwin's arrest for assaulting that motorist who took his parking space, he's been MIA, and he still threatened to leave show business because of the paparazzi. I got two updates on that. First of all, Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live begged him to appear last week with Steve Carell, who is a really good friend of his, but he still wouldn't do it. And for the record, and you know I don't like Alec Baldwin, the motorist did steal his parking space. Baldwin saw the parking space, pulled one car length ahead of it, and went to parallel park, back, got about a quarter of the way in, and the car behind him pulled to the right and just jumped into space. Sort of like that old Seinfeld episode.
Oh, yeah, where they're sitting there arguing about the... Then the cops get into a big argument about it.
So
I know.
Still not, you know, not worthy of Baldwin being, you know, in his rights to hit the guy in the head.
No.
But
how is the space marked?
Wouldn't you be upset?
How's it marked? Do you know how it's marked so that somebody would know it's somebody's parking spot? I'm sure it says reserved.
No, it's just the parallel. He was parallel parking.
He was parallel parking in his parking space.
So he pulled up and he was getting ready to back in, and some guy came.
Okay.
And
okay, I thought this
forward.
Was a private space for him that was his, you know, like he
walked
this
No. Although he did have somebody, that was a friend of his that he dropped off and was like holding it for him. But so
well, now that I know what you're talking about, what's more aggravating than, and we've all done this, you're waiting for a parking spot, you even got your blinker on, and some idiot comes in and just takes the spot before you can turn in. It's kind of the same thing. But, yeah. but you don't get out and beat the person up over it.
No.
Yeah. He's a hothead.
Makes furious, though. Most serious timely event, having spent all the years I have in Southern California, I can tell you when Southern California has a fire and is followed by rains, the rain turns to floods. Rains are coming this week. It could wash out even the hundreds and hundreds of people living in tent cities who can't yet return to their homes because they're in the fire zone. Could be a huge disaster. Fire destroys the California foliage that would usually soak up the rain water. And when that happens, sometimes the fire isn't as bad as the mudslides that follow if there's enough rain. So, you know, that, maybe an earthquake, California got some problems.
Yeah.
Mudslides, big problem. There are three documentaries that are now up for consideration for Oscars. Fred Rogers' documentary,
It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
That was really good.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you. Also, Natalie Portman's Eating Animals. Natalie's a vegetarian and takes cameras where animals live in metal boxes before they're killed. On top of each other, treated brutally, and then shows the gut-wrenching slaughters of these animals.
Where do you see that? Where do you go to see that? Is it on? Can you download that or stream it?
You can download that. It's called Eating Animals.
Okay.
And the third documentary, they got it in. Aretha Franklin's Amazing Grace documentary. Well, those are the three movies, documentaries that will compete for the Oscar for Best Documentary.
I think Mr. Rogers.
1 minute, Mr. Evans. 1 minute. 1 minute.
Mr. Well, I'm not through. I got a lot of things to talk about.
44 seconds,
finally,
Mr. Evans.
And finally. It's almost like he gets pleasure in telling me that.
No, you had the standard amount of time. You always get about 8 minutes. That's what you had.
So, who has an all new grill after they became famous? Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Jack Nicholson, or Robert De Niro?
I'm going to go with George Clooney.
De Niro.
Jack Nicholson.
Pitt. Brad Pitt.
George Clooney had terrible, tiny little baby chiclet teeth with a lot of gum showing. He needed some bone grafting and implants to get her done. Movie reviews tomorrow before Thanksgiving. Mike Evans, see ya.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I don't think we've ever seen Robert De Niro's teeth. He doesn't really...
He doesn't really smile too much.
No, I can't really visualize what that would look like. Well, we've had a good time. Eve, if you haven't, I hope you have. We're going to do this again tomorrow. There'll be our last show before Thanksgiving, by the way. Dr. Doug, maybe even Scott Sherman. We'll see how that goes. Thank a police officer every chance you get. I missed the post. Now the guy's singing. Randy Newman. So I'll take my time. Thank a police officer, for goodness sakes. Every chance you get. They're going to be working out through the holidays. It's not the greatest, easiest job in the world. All right? Other than that, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A newspaper is reporting that President Trump wanted his administration to prosecute political rivals Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey. The New York Times said Trump asked the White House lawyer to pursue that, but Don McGahn told him doing so would raise allegations of abuse of power. President Trump appears willing to overlook any involvement the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia may have had in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. At the White House today, the president outlined why a strong relationship with the kingdom is so important.
Saudi Arabia, if we broke with them, I think your oil prices would go through the roof. I've kept them down.
The president is turning over written answers to questions from the special counsel in the Russia investigation. President Trump's lawyers tell NBC News that the questions covered Russia-related topics. In a statement, Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani said they maintain the position